Usher in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. How we'll raise a heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, our sights to should have a praise of joy and on our hearts even now, seeing what the Lord is doing for us. Amen. Let's turn to page 31. Standing on the promises that He made us. Amen. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Oh yes, I'm standing on the promises of Christ. was saying this morning, how God can't lie. If we stand on His promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. I pray, Lord, let that be in each one of our lives, that we'll be so in tune that just a little bit of His movement, we can follow what He wants us to do. Amen. Let's turn to page 42. I feel like traveling on. Amen. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling. On saints every day, because truly that mansion's waiting. There's word to be fulfilled. He's going to keep His promises to us. Amen. If we just keep pressing on. Amen. Brother Sells, will you come take the offering tonight? Amen.
Dear Jesus, Lord, You are so wonderful. We're so thankful for Your mercy. Lord, we sing these songs of Zion, Lord, of our home, Amen. Father, You prepared for us, Lord. We're so looking forward to that.
Yes.
Lord, and truly, Lord, as the days go by and Your word comes forth, and we see that, Lord, that life coming into our body.
Amen.
Father, we see us laying down things of the world. Father, that earnest, Father, Lord, how it gives us even a greater feel, yes, like traveling home.
Amen.
Lord, bless each and every one, Lord, is gathered. Bless the offering, Lord, that You,
yes,
Lord, and may You just use it for the upbuilding of Thy kingdom. May You give the glory and honor and everything we ask in Your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, He Brought Me Out of the Miry Clay. Amen. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stand. Take the prayer request tonight.
Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come, Lord, in the name of the great Jehovah.
Yes.
I pray, Father, tonight, Lord, if anything conflicts among us, Lord, if you'll heal.
Amen.
Lord, we know, Lord, if you're our great healer among us, you're the great I am.
Amen.
Lord, we pray tonight, Father, if your word comes forth, Lord, let us.
Special you'd like to come sing tonight, or like the church to sing? All right, Heather. Living by faith. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. I'm living by faith. I know that. trusting, confiding in His great love. From arms safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith in the field of alarm. Some sweet day, our troubles will then all be old. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond the blessed heavenly shore. I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding. Faith in His word. Amen. Let us all stand as we ask our brother to come and bring forth what the Lord's laid on his heart. Let's sing that little chorus, "Reach Out and Touch the Lord." Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Touch of the Lord as He goes by. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that through Your mercy and grace we can know that You're passing by. Lord, we appreciate You so very much and so thankful again for that wonderful desire You placed in our hearts. Lord, it's just been upon our hearts so greatly in the last few days, Lord Jesus, of thinking just what You're doing in the heart of the bride and how it's so exciting but yet so sobering, Lord, to see what's taking place. And we ask tonight again as we've gathered here now that You would speak Your word into our hearts and Father, cause us to grow greater in Thee, that You could have a greater preeminence in our hearts and our lives. And Father, again, that we will listen to You. We will pay so close attention to You, Lord, that we wouldn't want to miss anything that You're trying to express to us. So we ask now, Thy will be done, and help us, Lord, to yield to You. In Your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Let's just read a little scripture we read this morning to go back in the message we was in this morning, Matthew 18 chapter. And let's read here the 20th verse. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 18 and then the 20th verse, 18 chapter 20th verse. Jesus speaking here, "For where two or three," just think how powerful this must be for Jesus Himself to speak. Amen. "For where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them. Now may the Lord bless reading his word again. You may be seated. I trust that isn't just words, but I trust it'll be a reality to you. Amen. To know that our Lord Jesus Christ is with us again tonight as we have gathered here in his name, that lovely name, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And under no other name shall men be saved to the name of Jesus Christ. So thinking about this again, I asked the question again. What would we do, or what would we change if the Lord Jesus Christ would stand here and talk to you? If you could see his very physical body and know that it was him, how would you act? What would you do? Would you cry out for mercy? Would you cry out and say, Lord Jesus, please give me understanding of what you're about to say. Reveal your word to me that I shall know what you want, Lord. You know? Just what would we think? What would we say? And how would the word as it come forth, would we take it more sincerely? Because again, let me say, as our eyes would see it, and then it would be scientific fact that our Lord Jesus Christ was standing there. Or can we by faith, what is faith? The things God has revealed to you. It's revelation. It's the word of God being revealed. Can we through that and by that take it just as serious every time I come through those doors that the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to me? Not seeing a man, not seeing anything the man's doing, but listening to the word, and the word is Christ. Is that right? The word is Christ. I hope we can believe that. I hope we know that the word is Christ. So I want you to just sit back and listen again to a few things I want to read to you. And as we expound upon them, I'd like to first read again something we read this morning. It was in the Church Age book, page 73. And he was reading or talking about Matthew 28, 18, 20th verse. And he said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, the consummation of the ages. So there they are. Now he's talking about the apostles. After they've been filled with the Holy Ghost, those who was in the upper room altogether. So there they are, full of the Holy Ghost and faith, on fire with the fire of God, holding forth the word of truth. And there he stands to back them up. So you can see, and we should see by the things I'm reading, it's he is there and in your presence. He is there with you and shall never leave you nor forsake you if you are in the position that he was to place you in. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, predestinated, the chosen of God, election, and you have received Christ in your life, then he's talking to you. Where two or three are gathered in my name, in their midst I will be. If there's just two or three filled with the Holy Ghost, two or three that belongs to Christ and are full of the fire of God, yes, he's in their midst, you see. And think of it, not one believer of any age need cry in his heart, oh, that I might have been back there in the first age when the apostles were first sent out. There's no need to look back. He says, look up. Behold him who is even now walking in the midst of the churches through all ages. Now, friends, what a sad shape we would be in if out of all the word that we've been given in this age and the promises and the understandings, the revelation of the word that God gave through that prophet and delivered to us, what a sad shape we would be to be in an age and time now in which we live and know after receiving all these things that Christ wouldn't even be with us. And his presence wouldn't dwell with us. That'd be a sad thing. It'd be a terrible thing to have to go through this life and not have the presence of Christ with you. It'd be a terrible thing. Behold him who is the same yesterday, back in the apostles, is filled with the Holy Ghost, on fire for God, and staying with the truth yesterday. He says, today, those filled with the Holy Ghost, staying in the truth, not bound down by man's creeds and ideas, his doctrines, but staying in the truth, on fire for God, today and forever. And who never changes either in essence or in his ways. He doesn't change in his essence or his ways whatsoever. So he'd do the same thing today as he did yesterday. Yeah. He was in their midst yesterday. He's in their midst today. And forever. Okay. He says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. And not only in their midst as a complacent onlooker or as a recording angel, but there he stands expressing exactly what he is. The life. The life. And sustainer. And giver of all good gifts to the church. He says, hallelujah. Life. Remember, this is the age of life. That's what this age is all about, the life. The literal life of Jesus Christ come back into his body. And when you see that, you know the rapture's at hand. But that promise is now that the life has come into the body. Yeah. The very literal life of Jesus Christ to be on display again. Remember all these messages, the token? All these different things that God has spoken to us through the prophet? This is the age of life. This isn't the Pentecostal age. This is the age of life. It's not the day of gifts only operating. No. It's the life plus all the other. You see? But it's the age of life. He is the one that gives that life. And if one has to have that life because it is being the age of life, then would it not be Christ that have to come in and give it? Would not he have to be there to give it? Did not he enter in the upper room as they all prayed and tarried until they'd be endued with power on high? Who was it that came? Jesus Christ. Yeah. Who will come today? Jesus Christ. Yes. Are we able to recognize him? Are we able to recognize he's here to give life? To bring a people back to the fullness of the stature of Christ? To bring people back to the unity of the faith? Are we able to recognize it? You see? Let's go on. Let me read another quote there. We didn't get to read this one this morning. In the presence of God unrecognized. We read another one, but let's read this one. If we could only do that tonight, people, if we could only realize that he is appearing to us in these meetings, and he still is appearing to us in this meeting, right now, he's appearing to us. Right now, he's working upon our hearts and has been to bring us under His preeminence. That anything that isn't like Him is crucified. It gets mortified. It gets killed. To where only Him is being expressed, or the Word. You see, Jesus Christ on display again. He is in these meetings. He's in this meeting tonight. If you can recognize Him. You see? Now His body will not be here. Flesh body, we call Jesus Christ. We won't be able to see that. No. But He is here in word and spirit form. And remember, the Word even itself is inspired. You see? Because it's His words. So are we able to recognize that that Word, as it comes forth, which is life, it comes into the body? You see? It takes and brings forth what the Holy Spirit is requiring in this day by having the receivers He predestinated to sit here tonight and receive it. They was preordered, predestinated. If you are predestinated tonight, you sit there and receive the Word of God. And what did we quote again this morning? You become the Word of God. You see? So again, Jesus Christ can be on display. So it will not be people trying for years on down the road, if the Lord should tarry. Still just trying to live a life. And they just keep on failing, keep on failing. Keep on doing the same things over and over again. No, it will not be. It will be a people that comes under submission to the Word of God, because as they received it, they became it. You see? The Holy Spirit is here to do that for us. Amen. If we will yield to it. You see? All right? He says, if we could only realize He is appearing to us in these meetings for one purpose, that's to release our desires. Oh, so we're going to make sure it's the right desire, because we only want the right desire to be released. That we have in Him, that's the right desire, the desire you have in Him. But we've got to recognize His presence. And we may sit there and think, oh, bless God, if Brother Branham was still sitting there, I'd really be a listening. I'm reading you the same things He spoke, which is life. You see? When we have to have a man scientifically in our sight to look and see, if I have to have the Lord Jesus Christ in a body of flesh to sit there and see with my eyes and identify that it's Him, and listen to Him and then decide to follow Him, faith is of no avail. But we work and live by faith. We live by what God reveals to us. This is the time we live in. You see? It's not the time and age for the flesh body to be there. It's a time now for the be a people to live by what He reveals. That they will, as He speaks His word, something clicks, amen. There's a receiver on the inside. There's a part of God Himself. The very nature of God Himself. That to receive that word and become that word, you see. That's the time we're in. Okay? But we've got to recognize His presence. And now, how you recognize His presence is when the promised word for this age is made manifest. He says, not for Moses' age, or any other ages, the promise of the word for this age, which is again what? Life. Now when I see that begin to manifest, when you see it begin to manifest and come to reality, then you know you're in the presence of God. You see? Then you know. Because only God Himself can do it. It's a life you cannot live yourself. But if He comes in and does it for you, now you know you're in the presence of God. You see? As Apostle Paul said, I live, but yet it's not I. It is Christ that liveth in me. Paul had this relationship with Christ. Christ was present in his life. same relationship we've got to have, the presence of Christ in our life. And if he is, then we'll see his life manifested. You see? And it won't be just a scripture that where two or three are gathered in my name and are Mr. B. It'll be a reality. Because it'll be Jesus Christ on display. It'll be his life present. You see? It'll be him there doing things that people cannot do. You see? All right? I hope you can follow me to get to the end of this. This is an influence. And the prophet speaking about these soldiers as he's getting ready to crucify the Lord Jesus Christ. August 3rd, 1963, this one was preached. Paragraph 77. He said, look at them soldiers. We can think tonight what a rational and horrible thing it was for those soldiers to put a rag over his face for our Lord Jesus Christ to make fun of him being a prophet and could know the secrets of their heart. Here they put this rag over his face, yet he could know the secrets of their heart. They put a rag over his face and set him out there in the courtyard and took a stick and struck him on the head with it. And then passed it one to another, said, If you be a prophet, prophesy now. Tell us the one, which one of us that hit you. See, no respects at all. They couldn't feel no virtue. They didn't recognize the presence of God. No more than nothing. You know? And how often, so many times, people gather in a service and they don't recognize the presence of God. They just counted the service, preacher gets up and preaches his message, and they sing a few songs and they go home. And fail to see, in reality, the presence of God. They failed to see, as we spoke of Thursday night, that he gave gifts unto the church. He gave men to the church to speak through, to bring what he said. And that he would lead them and guide them and give them the right leadership of, it'd be right in time, it would be right what was needed, it would be right in for the message of the hour to bring a people ready for a rapture. He would be in control of it. You see, now there's going to be men he won't be in control of that calls himself of the ministry. But he will have a man that is under control of his spirit to bring the people what is needed for the hour. You see, to get them ready for rapture. Now, it's hard for me to say those things because it makes sounds like we're puffing the men up. It's not, because we can do nothing in ourselves. And God knows I can't. I absolutely can't. I tell him every time before I walk through that door, I said, Lord, I can't do this. Remember, I can't do it. I need your help. I don't know what to say, don't know what to bring, don't know how to do it. I just depend on you, Lord, you see. Because I want him to have the preeminence. I want him to let things be brought that will go right down into your heart and be the very thing that's needed to bring you into that place he wants you to be in, you see. But he goes on to say, he says, but a little woman with enough faith, we kind of hit on a little bit this morning, but a little woman with enough faith that could touch his garment. Yeah. She got her desire. What if you can come in here today with enough faith to get a hold of Christ? Don't you think you can get what God wants you to have? If you got enough faith? If you're not looking to a man to look up to? Oh, I love my pastor and he's the best pastor is and he's this and he's that. Forget the man. Look to Jesus Christ the Word. He is your leadership. You see? Men just happen to be his representatives. He just uses them. The foolishness, by the foolishness of preaching, the souls of men shall be saved. You see? But never look to a man. Never. We've made that mistake one time. By God's grace, it'll never happen again. No. He says, I'll read it again. But that little woman with enough faith that could touch his garment, she got her desires, you see. We've got to be, he says. And then he says, we've got to be conscious of God's presence. We've got to be conscious of God's presence when we come in here. Because you're not looking to me, you're not supposed to be, to answer what your heart needs. No. You're looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that knows everything about you. Okay? This little five senses that we live in, now pay attention to what he's going to say here. That's just a little world of our own. That he said, we was only given these so we could contact our earthly home. But there is senses beyond that. He says, another dimension. Oh. And God is always present. Yeah. If we could only remember that. The angels of the Lord are camped about those who fear him. In this building tonight, I believe in this building tonight. It wasn't just because when that prophet was living, but in this building tonight, because it was just when that prophet was living, then God's word would be void for today. And it's not void for today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see? All right? In this building tonight stands Jesus Christ. In this building tonight is the host of angels. Thousands of them gathered around. But these senses we've been given in the flesh, we cannot see them. He says, you don't see them, but you can feel the influence of them. How true that is. Can feel the influence of them. You ever sit there while the word of God's coming forth and there's something about it, it's really getting your attention. And you're sitting there searching yourself. And it's making you, oh God, I need you. I need to get closer to you, Lord. You're feeling the influence of them. You see, something's drawing on them or on you on the inside. All right? And telling you that they are here. They are here. If that isn't so, if that isn't so, I repeat what he said. Are you ready? He says, if that isn't so, then the scripture isn't so. And if the scripture isn't right, well, it's taking some bold, taking in some bold territory. Then God isn't right. The Bible said that the angels of God are encamped. They don't leave. Hallelujah. I feel them right now. I feel the influence from them. As I stand here, inspire me to speak. I feel them right here with us. You see? And I know what I'm in being inspired to speak is getting the people ready for a rapture. I know that without a doubt. To those that fear him and by faith can reach out and get a hold of him. They don't reach out and try to get a hold of a man. They're reaching out and getting a hold of Christ, which is the word. They stay near those that fear him. So when I leave here, I know they still are near me. Yeah. Because by his grace, I fear him. Yeah. With much reverence and respect. Not that I'm afraid of God, but a godly fear. Lest I'd come short of one thing that he's requiring. So I know the angels are encamped about me. Yeah. Oh, do you think the prophet stood so strong and bold as he did? Because he knew the angels were encamped about him. Regardless how many devils come up and tried to face him and challenge him, he knew God was with him. You see? Because he knew he was right with God. And if we can find that place in him, we're right with God. Oh. You can with boldness stand against the enemy. You see? Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in their midst. Then that makes him in a world that we cannot see. Not with these natural eyes. That makes him in a world that we cannot see. That our five senses doesn't contact. But just remember this. Even though our five senses cannot contact, doesn't mean he isn't here. He still is here. Yes. Jesus Christ is here. Wow. Present. Present. I don't know how many of us can believe that. That he is here. Are we going to be like Thomas? And have to see him with our eyes to really, really believe that he's here? Or can we by faith know that he's here? Can we feel his presence influencing us and stirring us on the inside? Do we know he's here? Oh my. He says, if we could be conscious of that, of what? That Jesus Christ is here. If we could be conscious of that. And remember, not only here, but when you're walking down the street, wherever you are, you that profess to be believers and fear the Lord, remember, the angels of God are moving with you wherever you are. They watch everything you do. Yeah. They watch everything you do. Is that how we live? Is this so real to me that this is how I live, that I know they are with me, and they watch everything I do? Is it that real? They watch everything you do, every thought that goes through your mind. And they know all about you. Yeah. You say, well, I just can't hardly believe that, Brother Steve. How could that be? Can't you remember what Christ done through that prophet? The people would come up before him. He would tell them exactly what was wrong with them. He'd tell them exactly where they lived, their house number, what doctor told them what the problem was, when it began to start, all these different things. Was that that prophet? No. It was the prophet, Jesus Christ. That knew all these things. But he gave the prophet a vision. And he'd show that prophet these things. And he could look and see those things. But God already knew them. You see? Is he still just that real today in our lives? That I wouldn't have to stand before a prophet and him tell me, but I know God already knows everything about me. He already knows if you've got something going on in your body right now that you don't even know nothing about. He already knows about it. He knows a month from now maybe something that's going to happen in your body. And you thought all of a sudden it happened, but he already knows the seed's laying there. Yeah. He already knows. Because he's God. And he is alive. Do we live like he's alive? Again, let me ask you, what would we change if our Lord Jesus Christ would stand here tonight in front of you? Would you try to change something? Would you leave here tonight and with a determination, tomorrow I am going to live better. I saw Jesus Christ. Then haven't seen him yet. Or you already would have done that. Can you believe what I'm saying?
Amen.
I hope you do. Or you're missing it all together. But it's got to come to reality that people really know Jesus Christ lives. Really know. Whether the eyes have a contact with him in a flesh body or not, they'll know that he lives. He lives. He lives, as we said this morning. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me all along life's narrow way. Does he? Do you feel him nudge you when he wants you to talk to him? Why don't you come over here and talk to me? Talk to me. I have some things for you. I want you to know something. And you feel the Holy Spirit on the inside draw you and pull on you. And you can't help but to discover, Lord Jesus, I just feel your presence. What would you want? And Lord, while I'm waiting, let me just tell you, I love you. I appreciate you. You're so wonderful. Thank you so much for what you've given to me. You are so great and so mighty and so powerful. Thou art the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Thou art truly the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the rose of Sharon, the great I am, the truth, the light, and the way. Oh my. Lord, do you have something for me? What would you have me to do, Lord? Is there something you would want to move me to do? Is he that real to you? Or we go around and barely even can remember to even pray. To pick up the Bible and read it, or to pick up the messages and read it, it seems so boring. Yeah. No, and this is the way he talks to you. Yeah. And then when you do read it, you're asking, oh God, reveal it to me. Let these words not just be words, but let it be real to me, Lord Jesus. For your word is spirit in this life. May your Holy Spirit work upon my heart, Lord, to bring a greater realization of it, a greater understanding, you see. Or is it just picking up a Bible to read it, to say we read it? How real is Jesus Christ to you tonight? Will something change? Or do you have to see something supernatural? Do you have to see some kind of sign? Or can it just be revealed to you? Can the Holy Spirit come in your heart and break the crust away? Let you feel his presence and feel those angels influencing you. Oh my. Maybe we need to go back, saints, and read the prophet's life story and the different things how God dealt with it. Wait, but he was a prophet, Brother Steve. Yes. But a lot of those same things, how God lived in him, can live in you. Yeah. Yeah, we're not prophets. Oh. But Jesus Christ is alive today, same he was in that prophet. Yeah. And he can lead you by his Holy Spirit without being a prophet. Yeah. And he even said, for they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Are you led by the Spirit of God? You can answer your question whether you're a son of God or not. Then if you're not led by the Spirit of God, then would not there be something on the inside? If the Lord Jesus Christ stood up here tonight in his flesh body and said, from henceforth, you must be led by the Spirit of God. Seek me and you shall find me. I shall open the door and give unto your heart the things you have need of. Oh, can I hear him? Can I listen to him and know it's him? See? If we're not conscious of it, then you'll act anyway. So people mostly today, too many people, are not conscious of the presence of the Lord Jesus. And that's the reason we have these things that we have going on now that's not right. Because they are not conscious. Remember I mentioned this morning about that's why people will go down the highway, break the speed limit, and not care at all. They're not conscious of the presence of God. That's why a wife can spout off and say things and to try to agitate her husband and get out of her place, try to be the head, because she does not recognize the presence of God. That's why a husband will not be the head of his house, because he doesn't recognize the presence of God. That's why our children will not be corrected correctly, scripturally, and not miss one lick, because they do not recognize, the parents doesn't, the presence of God. That's why we do these things wrong so many times, because we do not recognize the presence of God. I hope I'm giving you something to think about.
Amen.
Something to pray about. I'll go ahead and skip a few things in closing. In the Message Look, April 28, 1963. Paragraph 41, and now we know that the Word is Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And Hebrews 13:8 says, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, it's the Word that we look to, for it is the expression of what God is. And when God came in Christ, He was the expression of what God was. And whatever he was, he ever remains, because he's eternal and cannot change. What a hope it gives us, my, that God has not left us without a true witness in the days of confusion that we live in today. There's so much of it today. Yet we are certainly a privileged people if we'll just look to the true witness we have. Do you hear Jesus Christ talking to you?
Amen.
Oh. Well, I'm just reading from what the prophet said, and you're listening, but that's as far as it goes. Or can you hear God speaking to you? Yet we are certainly a privileged people if we'll just look to the true witness we have, the Word. Because that's God's full revelation of Jesus Christ. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it, because it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. God has never left his people without true witness. God is going to judge the world by Jesus Christ. And if Jesus Christ is the Word, then God judges the church or the world by the Word. For he is the Word. There is a judgment coming. And the sinner knows that. Now God could have chose to preach the gospel by the sun. Yeah. By the moon. By the stars. By the wind. Or by nature, he says. But he chose men to preach the gospel. And that's where the voice of God will come from. And you can judge the voice according to the word it expresses. then you can see what kind of a voice that you're listening to. If it's contrary to the word, don't listen to it. He says right there. If it's contrary to the word, don't listen to it. But if it is the word, then God is duty bound to back that word up and vindicate it and make it truth. Because he promised to do it. So we're living in a great day. These words of Christ expressed. As I've read you these things, it is the word of God expressed. Are you able to catch it in a way that it's no different than if Jesus Christ himself would stand up here and tell you the same thing that I told you? It's hard to do without faith. It's easy to do when our eyesight can see it and scientifically prove who was saying it to me. But that don't necessarily make it real. Just think of Thomas. Even though he touched those scars on our Lord Jesus, he still didn't have what he needed until he went to the upper room. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. But when he went to the upper room and received the power of the Holy Ghost, now, something had happened. You see? And the same way it is with us. Unless the true power of the Holy Ghost, that we're on fire for God and staying with that truth of that word, only then can you find his place of knowing you're really in his presence and live like you're in his presence. Knowing he's the one that knows your thoughts. He knows where you're going tomorrow. He knows our attitudes. Yeah. Our desires. Everything about us he knows. So if your sisters will come up. What would you change tonight if our Lord Jesus Christ would appear and you could see him? Brother, I'd be excited. That would make me feel so much better. I'd have such a greater assurance that Jesus Christ really is alive if I could see him. Are you able to see him now? Are you able to be in his presence? Because that's the place we've got to be without seeing him with our natural eyes. Faith will make it so real to you. It's the same as you got it in your hand. Yeah. It'll make it so real. With what I brought this morning and this evening, I hope I at least give you something to pray about. Amen. And to search and to cry out to God about. But always remember this, saints. It's all in the preparation of getting you ready for a rapture where there can't be any doubt whatsoever. None. As I minister these things, I serve it to you. I'll say it this way. I hold the platter out for you and I serve it to you. But I'm just a type. I can't keep my hand off the platter either. And I'm eating off of it. I'm eating off of the body word, the Son of Man. And eating it. And eating it. And as I eat it, cell upon cell is being added upon cell upon cell. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. To become what Christ wants me to be. I trust you will be the same. I trust that your heart's hand has been on the platter to get a hold of something that will feed you. Something that will cause you to grow, draw closer to God, and to surrender your life greater to Him. And to live in a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. He is real. Oh, He's so real. Amen. He's real, real, real. Yes. He is alive. He is alive. Yes. Do you know He's alive? Amen. And we may know He's alive, but wouldn't you like to have just a closer walk with Him? Wouldn't you want Him to have a greater preeminence in your life? So it should be something for everybody. Maybe if you haven't got Him at all in there, it would be something in your heart crying out to get to Him. But even if you got Him, I trust there's something to reach out closer for Him and get more of Him in your heart. Amen? Praise God. Not an evangelistic type message, by no means. But I trust it's a growing message. Something you can grow by. Amen. Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
We're such a privileged people, as He said. Do you realize how privileged we are to have Jesus Christ with us tonight? Oh, my. So privileged. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being here with us. You're so precious. Amen. But one day we will be able to see Him. One day He will walk around that great supper table and wipe the tears from our eyes. I'm sure I'll be one of them that will have tears in my eyes. Yeah. When, oh, I am sitting there and life's journey is over with. And now, receive the blessings that He has laid up in store for us. What a day that's going to be. What a day. Oh God. To my Jesus I shall see. Amen. There's more to say on it, but maybe, Lord, we'll pick it up some other time. I don't know when. Amen. Lord willing, we're going to Brother Timothy minister Thursday night. So he's got plenty of time to get ready. He's my old buddy. Amen. Old pal. Amen. He's my brother. Amen. And I trust you'll come hungry Thursday night asking God to speak to your heart through the Word of God. Amen. Let us all stand. Let's sing a little chorus again. He is here. He is here. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless His name again. He closely hear Him calling out your name. He is here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will never be. Sing it again. He is here. Hallelujah. Hear, oh, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. You can, oh, hallelujah. We'll never be the same. Brother Paul, why don't you come up and dismiss us? Amen. Amen. Got anything you want to say? Amen.
Well, anyway.
Hey.